Hello, Mafioso Mo. You not gonna say hi?
Nope.
Why?
Cause I don't have to.
Okay.
What are you doing now?
What am I doing now? I have a subject I'd like to talk about that's dear to my heart. And I need you to provide color commentary.
Why do I gotta do it?
Because everybody loves you. You're Mafioso Mo.
That's because people are weird and so are you.
Well, my thing is this. You know, my subject is dear to my heart. Is, you remember that time we used to play Around the World?
No.
You know, we see, try the different weeds, a blunt of each different weed. I like to think that I'm a super champ.
Professional.
You know, that I like to think that I could smoke you under the table.
You cannot.
You
already know this. You have tried and all have failed. You can't.
So, what was my record? Do you remember?
Record?
Yeah, how many blunts could I ingest before I tapped out?
I don't even remember. I just remember having pictures of you sitting in the studio in the chair in a weed coma. Hello? Do you remember that? You had on a red shirt. You were bent over at your keyboard drooling. Do you remember that? I do. I can dig it up somewhere. I'm sure it's on one of my Facebook old-ass pictures. It's there.
I was not drooling.
Dude, I'm going to have to blow up that picture for you. You're going to see the slobber flying, whatever you want to call it. What the fuck? No, but you cannot outsmoke me. Stop. Like, why do you keep trying to fail with that? Like, I don't get it. Why do you wish to fail with that? I don't.
Well, how many people have tried to smoke you out? Outsmoke you, I mean.
A few.
Really? So, yeah. If you and Snoop Dogg were in the room, would he quit before you?
No, probably not. But he also probably smoked way better shit than I do. You feel me? And I wouldn't mind smoking with him because my pain would be gone. But see, that's what you fuckers don't get. You playing with my pain. You're not playing with my highness. But I'm going to let you keep doing it.
Well, I think I kind of caught on the middle of this year when I asked you, I said, how's your pain level while we were smoking? And you said, I'm a little numb. I didn't ask you if you were high, though. You know, I had to ask the right question.
But see, this is my point. It took you how long to figure that out?
Let's see, I've known you for 31 years, so...
Like, age or so, okay.
Oh, I'm a happy 48. I let that be known. I'm a happy 48.
Aww.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Aww.
I learned that this year.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I learned that this year.
You slow as hell, you know that?
Well, yeah, I'm on the late freight on a lot of things.
I see that.
You know, I have. The one thing I try to be now, though, is a good friend. A good, trusted friend. You know?
Okay.
You know, I don't have very many friends. You know, I consider you the homie, because if I call you a friend, you said it's like cursing you out. Like I said.
Yeah, you can't call me no friend.
Right. If I call you a friend, you said it was like cursing you out, so.
It is. You're cursing at me. Yeah. I mean, I curse at you all the time, but, you know, that's not, like,
but you're a cool cat, though.
Whatever, I'm not a cat. I don't even like cats.
What do you got against our furry felines? The ninjas of the animal.
What is wrong with them furry felines right there? You just said it.
You like Dusty.
I did not like Dusty. I wanted Dusty out of that motherfucking house as soon as that flea-bitten bitch came in there. Are you serious? I hated that guy. I was hoping he would run away and never come back.
How can you talk about the homie like that?
Fuck that cat. Y'all didn't even feed that cat. I got stuck feeding that cat.
I fed him.
bullshit. You do not buy his food and run away, motherfucking ass. You just drop off the cat and go. What the fuck, bitch? That kid's just sleep and it can't sleep. Are you fucking serious? Oh, hell no. Nasty little fucking critters. No. You run away in that damn cat.
I don't really know how to follow that up.
I don't give a fuck. I hate that cat. Oh, my God.
I mean, Dusty was cool. He knew his name.
Who do you think killed your bird? Dusty.
Which bird?
Chronic.
No, Chronic died because...
Nope, Dusty.
So you let Dusty get my bird?
You stupid as fuck. Dusty gave that motherfucker a heart attack. No.
And you watched?
You're stupid. We were asleep. Remember we woke up and the second bird was dead?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
There was nobody in there but Dusty.
No, wait. That's when we were having that session at the kitchen table, and Renee said that he just dropped.
No, that wasn't Chronic.
Who was that?
I don't know, but no, it wasn't.
That wasn't Chronic?
No, because we didn't even have Dusty then.
Hmm.
And Renee brought that little flea-bitten street cat in there because she wanted to keep it and couldn't keep it out of mama's house.
Huh. So she brought him to best friend. Here, yep. Watch my flea bag. And I was just so... I was so impressed. I was like, okay.
Yeah, but I'm a fucking ass. I
knew
he was going to give him a bath or bring him no food. Here, just take the damn cat.
Right.
Please and all. The fuck?
I had to get him used to water and... Oh, my God.
I was hoping he would run away. I really was.
Well, he ran away and got trapped. Or killed or something. Because there was times when I would come back to the house. And he would be waiting for me on the porch. And then one day I came home and...
We should have moved.
You wrong. You wrong. She said you should have just moved.
I hated that cat, dude.
But he loved you.
So? That's because I was nice to him and I fed him. You motherfuckers did not.
We did feed Dusty. Well, I did. I fed Dusty.
Oh, my God. Please stop lying.
How am I lying? I fed Dusty.
I wish I would have kept receipts because y'all were only for cat food.
I fed Dusty.
No. Oh, my God. Oh, you know what? I still have my old phone somewhere. I'm going to have to go through it and go through how many times my sexual said y'all can't eat food. Y'all can't eat food. Cat can eat my dog, too. I bet you
they still in there.
Every single one of them between you and that motherfucking runaway. I fed Dusty. I don't care what you say. You fed him after I went and bought his food or when I didn't want to eat him. Why do you think he became a feral cat? He was like, I'm over here. I ain't nothing to eat.
No, I need
some food.
Somebody out here gotta
feed me. I gotta go find my own,
because
this nigga ain't
gonna
get up.
I fed him.
That's why he went outside, huh?
He went outside because I kept making him come outside to me. And he was like, well, hell, I
want to
be out here.
Yeah, well, I get some food.
He always came back. He knew where the food was.
He knew where the warmth was.
Huh?
No, he knew where the warmth was. It wasn't the food. He called him, sorry, even for cats.
Wow. What other subject can we talk about right now?
Are you really recording this? You're such a weirdo. My snake hasn't died yet. I'm still waiting for it to die so I can roll the blunt. I'm supposed to kind of worry about you choking in my fucking ear, by the way.
I apologize.
No, you don't.
Well, fine. You want to know what a vape sounds like over the mic?
Sure.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Sounded cool, huh?
Not really.
Okay.
Okay,
mafioso mo. Say goodbye. Say it.
Fuck you. You can't make me hear my daddy.
Fuck say you. It!
Nope.
I'll give you a blunt.
No, you won't.
I'll give you a hug.
You can keep that. You can definitely keep that.
I'll give you a hug.
Oh, I just killed my snake because of you. Oh.
What's the name of that game you playing?
I'm not telling you.
Come on, tell me.
No.
Come on.
No.
Why?
Because I don't want to.
Come on.
No, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
You gotta live a little. Just say it.
You killed my snake.
Oh. Well, see, what had happened was...
Hey, whatever happened to that big-ass snake you had?
When I moved to Carmen Ranch, I had to, there were no exotics allowed.
Oh my God, you're telling me shit like I wasn't there. I hate when you do that. I swear I hate when you do that. Where did it go?
It went to a herpetologist, in Riverside. Yeah. The cage stayed there for a long ass time, though.
Why?
I don't know.
Pissed off some weird motherfuckers? Okay, you didn't kill my game, so it's time to roll up.
Right on. You're gonna roll up?
Yeah, I'm in my feelings now. You didn't kill my game. But look, so now that Bro's not coming, I can unhide my weed.
Oh my God.
Wait a minute, hold on. You know I got four different types of weed sitting down here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I got the really good shit. That's my birthday shit. That's what I'm gonna unhide. And then I got the what I had, you know, the cookie jar. And I still have a lot in the cookie jar. But I'm tired of the cookie jar. And then I have the little hot pink. Maybe a little hot pink that was stuffed cramp. That's all right. And then I got some, I don't know what it is.
Some unknown?
What is this? I'm not sure I like this. Oh, wait, yeah, I like this. What is this? But it's all right. You know what I'm saying? But I got the goody-goody hiding. But that's what I'm going to unhide.
You know, I don't know what to call this particular episode.
Random stupid shit. I don't even know you was recording. I don't know why you're recording.
Well, because I like to catch you when you don't know we're recording, because then I get the real you.
No, I'm just like, they start calling me a dick and shit like that. It makes me mad. And I'm like, am I good with?
But it's the real you. You're not censored.
Right
now. Well, I'm serious. I get the real you, you know, the blah. You know, I get what? You.
Most people don't listen to me, right? That's why I talk to
that shit. Man, they love you on Twitter.
That's because they're weird.
I mean,
you're
Mafioso Mo. Your name was mentioned several times. And I have the honor of actually knowing you. Being able to get you on a podcast. It's fucking great.
That's because you're weird.
Come on.
Okay, so did you ever... Wait, let me answer a question. Did you ever do Bammer Dick?
No. Hey. Now, why that's not? A subject. You know what? Let me fine-tune that with you real quick. We got 10 seconds.
No, I want to know.
We got 10 seconds. We got 10, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.